Inspectors general often labor in the isolation of their own departments or agencies, but now they've banded together, taking a look at the government as a whole. The Council of Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency finds 7 big challenges that agencies seem to have in common. For more on all of this, I spoke with Council Chairman and Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz. We started with this question. Looking at the list of challenges that the SIGI came up with, they pretty much cover the gamut of everything the government does: information, technology, security and management, grants, financial, procurement, facilities, and human capital. I guess the question is, what does the government do right at all, if anything?
Well, I think it does a lot of things right and a lot of things well, and obviously has personnel, and I can speak to my experience here at the Justice Department, dedicated professionals who are committed to protecting the public, the safety of our citizens, and to try and further the cause of justice. The challenge I think many federal employees face and the public faces are the issues we've identified and the lack of planning in many of these areas and considering the future course of action that needs to be taken to keep a strong, I'll say, federal government infrastructure.
And just to back up for a moment, the SIGI group that looked at this they didn't investigate the agencies themselves. This was kind of a meta survey of individual IG reports all aggregated?
Correct. So each year, many, if not most of the IGs, are required to issue their own top management and performance challenges report. I do for the Justice Department. That reports out on the biggest challenges the agencies we individually oversee are facing. And what we've done here for the first time is look at the 61 public reports, and I say public because, as you know, there are intelligence community IGs that don't make certain of their information public because of the classification. But the 61 public top management and performance challenges report had never been looked at as a whole. And so that's what we did at the Council of IGs, is have a working group put together to look at those and try and figure out what were the issues that cut across the 61 IGs. We've got IGs that are large and small, covering agencies large and small, with very different missions. So we're trying to look for common themes.
And if you take something like financial management, and so many agencies are challenged by it, I mean, what's the underlying factor? Could it be the way that the government does accounting and financial management, the processes and the systems that support it, give everybody the same headache?
That is, in fact, true. It's challenges, again, what I mentioned earlier, investment in these kinds of systems has been lacking. And so you end up with agencies with multiple reporting systems that don't speak to one another, and let alone speak across their agencies. And so you have an inability to see where all the money is going in a comprehensive way. And then you end up with a very substantial amount of improper payments being made by the federal government, estimated by GAO to be $141 billion in FY17. And for those of us who are trying to use data out there to look for wasteful spending, improper payments, the challenge is getting good data from our agencies to do that.
Yeah, because their systems don't always generate such great data, or they don't generate data in a way that matches, I guess, from agency to agency. Is that a factor?
That's exactly right. And in fact, the Data Act, which was passed by Congress in 2014, Digital Accountability and Transparency Act, is designed to try and address some of that. So we're in the process, as IGs and GAO, of overseeing how the executive branch is moving forward with regard to improving its own data. And really, that's a baseline. You have to have good data in today's day and age to be able to tackle some of these big issues.
And I wonder if the lack of continuity in leadership at agencies, I mean, we've had a change in administration, which was a party change, so you're going to get that change. And then currently there's been a lot of turnover even within a given administration. And fixing financial management, fixing personnel issues doesn't really buy the political leadership a lot of, I don't know, glory, if you will. Could that be a factor?
I think that's an important factor. I also think it's a multi-year challenge. And so you need continuity, not only of leadership, but of a commitment to addressing the issues. You also need, and this has been a challenge even for me as Inspector General, but I'm sure is a challenge for leaders of large cabinet-level agencies and other agencies, is an inability to plan for budgets. And so, in theory, budgeting should be a two-year process. And as we've seen over the last several years, it can be halfway through the fiscal year before we know our budget for the year. And so some of these issues are being longer-term issues that require planning and budget, not only planning at the sort of conceptual level, but planning at the budgeting level. You need to know how much money you're going to have if you're going to try and tackle some of these problems.
We're speaking with Michael Horowitz. He's the Justice Department Inspector General and also Chairman of the Council of Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency. And the IGs themselves had issues with getting information they need from their agencies to do individual reports. And that seems to have eased up a lot in the last couple of years.
It has. The IG Empowerment Act, which Congress passed in December 2016, has, I think, settled the issue. It made it clear that we have the right to access information. We have seen compliance with the requirements. As chair of the council, within months of the act passing, since then, there's been no issues that have come to my attention. And as someone as DOJ IG who led the fight on this because of the issues we were facing, we have not had any issues in our agency since the act was passed.
And getting back to the SIGI report, one of the items that you mention is an area of concern, collecting and using performance-based metrics. And this is something that several administrations have been pursuing, including the last three and the current one. And often, in place of metrics for performance, agencies still kind of revert back to output measures. We spent this much money, this many people were served, whatever it is, quantities, but not really performance. And it seems like that's as much a cultural issue as a technology-related one.
Absolutely. It's a standalone issue for us here, one of the seven, as you mentioned, a problem the government has faced for years and continues to face. Different agencies are trying to tackle it in different ways, but it still remains largely output-driven. And one of the things we mentioned in the report is that not only is this its own challenge, but really, as you look at the other six challenges in addition to this one, and you look at what we've written up about it, you'll see evidence of that concern in each of them, that even as you're looking at contracts or grants or other areas here, IT, you're not seeing the use of performance-based metrics in an effective way so that leadership can assess the value that taxpayers are getting for the money they're investing in those areas.
You know, and at the overlay level here, you have a lot of politics going on, and we've seen that pretty much across the board. And sometimes I wonder if those don't impinge on program management in a way that might even be unconscious. I'm just making up a program here, say food stamps, which grew a great deal in the number of people it went to during the Obama administration, and for good reason. I mean, the economy was difficult. But I wonder if there's a disincentive to reporting, hey, we got 10 million people off because we were administering the program much more carefully and really went snap back to the rules for who should be recipients of this. You could run into a political buzzsaw, even though you weren't politically motivated in doing what you were doing.
One of the big challenges here is when money's appropriated and agencies are thinking about programs, whether it's food stamps or grant programs or other programs across the government, the expectation is that when you get funding, you will push the money out consistent with the purpose for which it was appropriated. And what we've seen in many areas is the infrastructure over internal oversight, not just IG oversight, but the internal systems to watch for improper payments, to self-audit some of these or internally audit some of these programs. That kind of support isn't often put in place as the money is being spent or as the programs are being undertaken, even going back to performance management, right? That's a requirement to step back beyond just the outputs and think about, again, the big picture. And I think that's something that policymakers across the federal government need to think about. Just as an example, as IGs, the range of investment in IGs varies agency to agency, but just to give you a sense, at DOJ IG and where our budget investments are, from Congress and the administration is consistent with other agencies of our size, our budget is about 0.34% of the overall $28 billion or so Justice Department budget. That means that for every dollar being spent, right, less than 1 cent is being invested in oversight from an independent IG. And I think one of the things that people need to step back on is not just look at IG budgets, but really look at what are agencies themselves doing to ensure that money is being wisely spent, that there's a good return on investment through performance-based measures. In contracting, one of the things that many of us saw as we looked at these issues and talked about among us in the IG community is the challenges agencies are facing with getting a strong and well-trained core of contracting officers to oversee those contracts. Instead, oftentimes what we're seeing is that's being viewed as a collateral duty. And contracting officers are among the first line of defenses on wasteful spending, improper payments, improper spending. Those are the kinds of things I think this report shows people need to be thinking about.
And as we talk about contracting, that can also bridge over to grants, which I think is dawning across the government that this is a really big area that needs some reform in terms of accountability.
That's exactly right. Many agencies issue grants. There are very varying grant programs and very different ways to manage them. You know, just to give a number out there, the president's budget for FY18 requested over $700 billion in grants to state and local governments, nonprofits, community organizations. They go out for a wide variety of purposes. It's something, again, where performance-based management is critical. We have all of these grants going out in various agencies, and are we stepping back and thinking about where ultimately we're getting the most best value for our money so that for future grant awards, we understand where the best use of that money can go?
I guess if you hearken back to the stimulus bill that got passed in 2009, a corollary program with that to track the grants that were given and the contracts that were given all the way down, and they created graphical maps of where the money was going and to whom it went. And that whole transparency.gov movement got a kick at that point. It seems like that was a good instinct, that maybe it should be revived in some way.
It was very effective, and in fact, as you mentioned, the Recovery Act created the Recovery and Accountability Transparency Board, which was made up of IGs. I was one of the IGs on the board, and we set up recovery.gov show the public where the money went, what the IGs were doing to oversee it, and it was a very effective use, we certainly think, of the taxpayer funds. Not only did we get the information out to the public so they could see how their money was used, but we also provided the government an idea of how significant and important the oversight we were doing was to making sure that, first of all, the money was well spent, but second of all, that wasteful spending was identified, fraudulent spending was identified, and that hopefully gave the public some confidence that there were aggressive watchdogs looking after that money. And the budget for the Recovery Board was about $20-25 million a year. So when you talk about the multi-billion dollar spend there, that was a pretty small investment, but I would say, and we would say in the IG community, a very worthwhile investment.
Sounds like it's time for a latter-day Earl Devaney.
Yeah. Earl was obviously quite significant in that effort. And you know, one of the things, just to mention, that we're trying to do now at the IG community through oversight.gov, which we started up on October 1st and is a great resource for the public to see how the 73 IGs that make up the federal IG community are doing, because they're all our reports in one place showing the kind of issues we're identifying. But one of the things we've started to develop there is a disaster assistance working group webpage, which is modeled after recovery.gov. And the idea being that as these billions of dollars are going out in assistance to the communities hit hard by the hurricanes last year, again, the public gets to see where that multi-billion dollars in aid effort is going and what we as IGs are finding.
We're speaking with Michael Horowitz. He's the Justice Department Inspector General and also Chairman of the Council of Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency. So looking at this report as a whole, and I have read through most of it, what do you recommend agencies do? How can they best make use of this SIGI report? Because I think it's really a significant one.
Yeah, and I think the key thing for agency heads, but also the policymakers in Congress, is recognizing that these are not quick fix issues, that these are issues that are going to require people to get serious about these big picture items and not focus on the problem of the day. So much of us in government, and I'm in the same issue as a manager of a 475 person organization. We're so focused on our inbox and our email inbox, our desk inbox. And these issues, like information technology security, like performance management, like human capital management, financial management, procurement management, these are big issues, and they require managers to step back, think about the strategy to tackle them, first of all, and second of all, where are the resources going to come from to address them? Both, very importantly, human capital, human resources, because that's a struggle, as we found, for the federal government, as well as the financial resources, not just money. We're talking about getting the right people to attack these problems.
Yeah, I guess it's hard to convince someone, you know, especially coming into government, could you be really passionate about accountable financial management? And there is a certain subset of people probably for whom that really is exciting, but you got to find them.
That's right. You need to find people, and they need to know they're going to be supported, right? If they're coming in to fix a problem, they don't want to come in to be told they're fixing the problem and find out there's really not a commitment to addressing the issue. And so I think that's very important. The managers have to be out there finding the right people and then supporting those right people once they bring them on board.
And what will be the next big project for SIGI?
Well, one of the things we are trying to do is build out oversight.gov to get more information to the public about what we're finding, but also to build on this report and think about the cross-cutting issues here that we as IGs can work on together to address, whether it is in the IT security area or, again, as many of us were interested to see, the cross-cutting contracting issues that we identified, that we've individually seen, but realized that we probably need to work together on to elevate the profile of the issue and ensure that there's a greater understanding in more depth as to what it is.
Michael Horowitz is Justice Department Inspector General and Chairman of the Council of Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency. As always, thanks so much.
Appreciate being here, Tom. Thank you.